Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
I ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we're going to tweak this thing just a little bit. Sorry about that, T. We're going to tweak this thing just a little bit. B. Scott is in for Ron Hughley, and he's been with us all day long. Typically joins us on Wednesday for a Texans report. So we'll be digging into these Texans as we go along. But B. Scott's bringing an article to the table today that is a Jeremy Fowler article. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN wrote an article on Stephon Diggs. And to me, correct me if I'm wrong, B. Scott, but for me, with this particular audio, I mean, this particular article, there's a couple of different, stories to be told, right? One is about, and the reason that it was probably dropped when it was dropped, which is recently today or yesterday. When was it dropped? Yesterday?
Yeah, today? Well, today effectively is okay. When everybody kind of got a hold of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, the internet age, you know how it works.
Right. Well, so it's obviously dropped the week of.
It's dated today. Dated this morning at 6 a.m.
There we go. Boy, that's yesterday to me. Boy, who am I fooling? I got two babies. That's today.
Hey, they definitely wrote it before today, because if it pubbed at 6 a.m., that means they've been waiting to drop this bad boy for a while.
It's been in the queue, huh?
That's right.
Well, I think there's two things here, right? Is one, obviously, we discussed the element earlier of the return, if you will, or the matchup of Stephon Diggs and his former employer, the Buffalo Bills, Stephon Diggs and his former quarterback, Josh Allen. And, you know, there's something there. I mean, obviously, when guys play their old teams, obviously they want to win. D'Amico Ryans even said as much in his presser today, is it's human nature to want to win that and get the betterment of your team. Obviously. But the other part of that, as I'm reading the article, B. Scott, that the worry starts to creep in, right? Because with Stephon Diggs, I think it's fair to acknowledge at the very least the reputation and the history that comes with Stephon Diggs. And in this article, Jeremy Fowler did a really good job of going back to the Minnesota days, going back to the Buffalo days, and kind of outlining kind of how that thing went down. And as I'm reading it, what we've watched over the last couple of months here in Houston seems damn near verbatim what Minnesota saw and what Buffalo saw, was this new guy come in and be hungry and be blown away with the work ethic and being in the community and saying all the right things. And then over time, it's kind of one of those grinding type situations where, you know, the quarterback has to be set further away from the wide receiver group on Sundays during a game on the bench because they didn't want Stephon Diggs to be so close to the quarterback in Minnesota and constantly be grinding on that guy. Stephon Diggs needed somebody in the building to basically be a sounding board so that he felt like he was heard in terms of the offense and what was going on, the winning and what was going on with the team. And
well, when things were going wrong, he's a venter.
He needs to vent. Yeah, he needs to vent, but he needs to vent and be heard and feel like he's being taken seriously and what he's saying is being taken into consideration, right? So as I'm reading all of that, I think as a Texans fan, I know they tore that old contract up, and ultimately it's a 1-year deal. But you got to think if D'Amico Ryans and company really believe what we've heard them say of when somebody gets here, it's a clean slate. You got to really love what you've seen so far from Stephon Diggs as a Texan.
Yeah, and so for me, I've thought about this, I always am cautious about assuming that whatever conflicts exist, just because Stephon Diggs is the common thread, and we're really just talking about two places now, right? Minnesota and then Buffalo. Obviously, Stephon Diggs is the common thread there. That's who we're talking about. But I always wanted to be careful about just assuming that whatever conflict existed was just automatically for sure Stephon Diggs' fault, because we as football observers and people who talk about the game have decided that, and for good reason, but have decided that that position is the diva position. And when there is a conflict, we're just going to go ahead and blame the wide receiver for wanting the ball or for being selfish or whatever it is. To me, it felt a little bit lazy and presumptuous to just automatically say, hey, this must be Stephon Diggs' fault because these things have happened. Now, when you get to this article, they do give you a little bit of a window into what specifically are the issues, if any, that exist with Stephon Diggs. And specifically, it is the fact that he needs some sort of, like you said, a sounding board, needs to be heard, not the type of guy that seems to respond well to BS, nonsense. Like, you can't pee on this guy and tell him it's raining.
Correct, yeah.
Because he seems like the type of guy that not only will see through it, but will respond in kind, respond in a kind of way that's not necessarily, you know, the greatest of ways, per se. So that seems to be a little bit of it. But I have also wondered, like, how much of a problem is this? How important is it actually for organizations to be equipped to manage different types of personalities? Okay, he's not a Will Anderson type that's going to come in, yes, sir, do everything you say, and nose to the ground, not going to ask, maybe not ask a bunch of questions, be a rabble rouser or whatever it is. Different type of personality. But I wonder, like, okay, this is something to be aware of, and there's definitely more to it than maybe I was giving it credit for in the beginning. But I do question how much of this has to be an issue, really, especially if you're just talking about 1 year. Like, I don't know how much of an issue it's got to be that Stephon Diggs is somebody who wants the ball. Like, who doesn't want the ball? Who isn't? Like, you're always going to have on a team like this, I feel like, you're always going to have a guy who is animated. You're going to have a guy who talks a little bit more than others. And I can tell you for a fact, nobody talks more trash on this team today than Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Because I've surveyed the team enough to get a sense for that. This is just who he is. This is just what he does. And I don't think it necessarily has to be toxic. It does not have to be.
Well, there's a couple interesting things here for me, because I agree. The fact that he's on a 1-year contract doesn't lead me to believe that within 1 year it's going to be much of a problem. The question is with so many wide receivers on this team and Nico being the go-to guy, if like right now the numbers aren't anywhere near what they were in Buffalo. I mean, he's the most targeted receiver in all of football over, you know, the last, I don't know, what was it, the 4 years?
So, yeah, since 2020.
From
2020 to 2023, there was not a more productive wide receiver over that span than Stephon did.
Well, he's clearly not going to be that guy here in Houston. 25 catches over four games, 33 targets over four games, 233 yards and two touchdowns. I think it's safe to think and know that he's not going to be that guy here in Houston. So you do a little bit of a disadvantage. You go, if this thing goes, like if Tank Dell comes back and all of a sudden, you know, they're spreading the ball out even more, does it happen quicker because it's a contract year for him than it did other places? And then you go, okay, well, if it doesn't, and what we've been sold so far has been so promising, if D'Amico Ryans and company buy in, now it's a long-term deal. Now you got to ask yourself, do these same things happen? And I've said this from jump with him. I've been blown away with him here in Houston. The article made it sound like that everybody, same thing was in Minnesota, same thing was in Buffalo. Year one, everybody was blown away. They literally talked about the work ethic and things like that. My bigger concern is, having played the game and been on, the one thing I can speak to better than most players, whether it's NFL or college, is I've played on so many different football teams. Right, I played in Europe twice. I played on three different arena football teams. I played on two different teams in the league. I was in a locker room for two different teams in the league. In college, obviously. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.